pure desire feels like. And feel what yearning feels like. So pure desire is, I want it, I got it, it's coming, I know it. That's pure desire. Pure desire has no doubt woven in it. Pure desire is just, I'm a worthy being. Life has helped me to know that I want that. And I'm looking forward to watching the natural unfolding of it because I've asked for it and it's done. That's pure wanting. Yearning is, I haven't had it, but I've really wanted it. And I've done the work and I've wanted it well. And see my book, I've written it down 1,000 times. I really want it. And it hasn't come yet, but I know it will. 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 I know it's coming. 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 It hasn't come yet. I know it's coming. 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 I went to that workshop. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. I've written it down. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. He's got it. Damn. I know it's coming. 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 I know I can do this. I know I can do this. I know I can do this. I'm really good at this. I'm really good at this. I'm getting kind of sick and tired of this. I really want it. I really want it. I know I can do this. 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 I've wanted this my whole damn life. And it's about time that it starts coming to me because it's not fair that I'm not getting it. Now, we're getting a little carried away here, but we're sort of getting it from you. In other words, there's a big difference. When you say you want something, your vibration's got to be fresh and light and free and frisky. In other words, when you want something purely, it feels good. And when you talk about it, you get that rush. And when you want something that you don't believe, when you want something that you doubt, then it feels like work. And that's why so many of you are willing to get hold of those oars and paddle really hard and measure yourself against one another. You're working, 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 working in a universe that has a stream that is flowing, and your job is to position yourself in the stream once you have created the stream. So step one is you create the stream. Step one is you know what you don't want, so you know what you do want. You set it into motion, and then source gives undivided attention to what you're asking for, and the current really flows. And your work is to then trust in the perfection of all that you are. We want you, by the time this cruise has come to a close, to see yourself and your world through our eyes. We want you to see the natural abundance that is available to you. And we want you to eagerly identify what aspects of that abundance you would like to participate in. Understanding that there is no possible way that you could ever deprive any other of anything because they have their own individual path to abundance carved out for them. We are eager to talk with you about anything you want to talk about. Nothing is off limits. It will be a wonderful unfolding. It is our anticipation that you will help us explain even more clearly the nature of your being and the path toward all that you seek. We make far too much of all of this. And if you had not practiced not liking yourself, we would not have to teach you how to like yourself. If you had not practiced seeing the world as broken, we wouldn't have to convince you that it isn't. But we don't mind bringing you back into alignment with who you are. It is exhilarating to us to watch you restore to your natural default setting of worthy and abundant and in love with life and all others. So, where to begin? Some things. Begin there.
Abraham, first, thank you. I have been living the life I always wanted to live for several years now. I give you the credit for giving me the insight. Thank you.
We give you the credit. But since we're all in this together.
Yes.
We were enjoying your life long before you began enjoying it.
I have a couple of questions. One is it possible in physical reality to merge as a collective being as your experience is where you reside? Are there limitations? It seems as though there's